We are learning, we're saying it's getting the Chaf Aleph on the base, and we are starting at the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the Aleph. It said in our Mishnah that if you write a get on Aleph Shal Zayis, on an olive leaf, Vala Keren Shal Paro, on the horn of a Paro, V'nois Lois HaParo, you give the Paro to her, Vala Yad Shal Evet, V'nois Lois Evet, you write on a Yad of, on the Evet, and you give her the Evet, and you give her the Evet. So it's Mashma, I have to give the whole Paro, I have to give the whole Evet. Great thing about a kash like this. Bishlam yad eved loy efshir lemiksaya. Bishlam yad of the eved, you can't cut off the hand of the eved and give the hand of the eved to the isha. So therefore, you have to give the whole eved. Karen shapara leksaya leslayle. Why do you have to give the whole parah? Why do you have to give the whole parah, the whole cow? Just cut the karen off and give it to the isha. Now Rashi says, why can't I cut the hand off? So Rashi says, because the Eved Shaykh Mitzvah, Ein Rishay L'Chavaboy, you're not allowed to hurt him. V'm Chavaboy, Yotzal Cheres, Brashay Varam, Alma, Ein Rishay L'Chavaboy. It's also to do. So that's why we understand we have to give the whole Eved. The Rishash asks, much more Pashup Shat, why I can't cut off the hand of the Eved. You know why? If I cut off the hand of the Eved and give it to her, is it my hand? No, he went free. It's not my hand. So that's why it's not a good get. Because I didn't give her anything. They afraid the Rishash. And for the Rishash, a very good thing. The Rishash says, Ulai, since that hand caused her to caused the Eved to go to Cheres, so it could be he owns that hand. It could be he owns the hand. And that's why Rashi to come on a different reason, because it's also to do. That's why he couldn't do by an Eved. But Lamar Lukash is by Karen Shapar, cut it off. On Makra, because of an awesome law. It says you write again and give it to her. Mishan Mchusa, like Siva Venesina. You also say Mchusa, Siva Ketitsa Venesina. Because of the Mashma, all you do is write it and give it. That's all you need. Here, you still have to cut it off, and therefore, since it's missing, cut it off, missing Ketitsa, therefore, it's a psul of Mechubar, whatever, it's not cut, and therefore, it's possible by, you have to give the whole parah.
You don't have to, we're saying you could.
What? Right.
You have to cut it
off? No, you don't have to cut it. That's why you can't. Right.
Answer
like this. That if you write a get on a Karen, you have to give the whole power. You have to give the whole power. You have to give the whole power because you can't. If you cut it off, then you're missing something.
Why can't you cut it off?
If you cut it off first, good. Because if you write a get, you're missing cutting it off. If you're planning cutting something off, you write a get something and still it's not finished product. It's supposed to be cut, it's possible.
It can be cut, it doesn't
have to be cut. No, by power it could be cut. By ever it can be cut.
Right.
So the answer is that it still has to be cut. It's missing a step. It's missing a step. Is the get ready when you wrote the get on the Karen?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Why?
You have to cut it off.
He could, no. He doesn't have to. He could
get no, the you're right. In a case where he's not cutting it off, then it's ready. But let's say the plan is to cut it off. So Moshe is speaking out what the Ran speaks out. That it's only when he plans of cutting it off. Moshe is saying like this. That it's only when you plan of cutting it off. That's true. Zok the Ram says of Haigoyin. The loy mikri b'chus ksiv se elahecha the koydim ksiv have a daite lemegis minei. V'chiyai gavno hu de lesle lemegis minei basa de echtai. Have a loy have a daite lemegis l'ba. If it wasn't planning cutting off the thing, then it's fine. It's only if you plan on cutting it off, that's where he brings a raya. The Gemara, that's why we use all stuff. He's on a base, he says the agazi el isman, it works. You cut off this man, it works. By the kasha, what do you gain from the tekana? Cut off this man. What do you mean? It's missing ksitza. No, that wasn't planned. Something that's planned, we're missing a step. We're missing a planned step. That's where it's a problem of ketitza. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we're going to see that about Mechubal Gram, we're going to talk about next Mishnah, if we get there. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, argues on this part of the Mishnah. They can't write a get and don't shirachayim v'leil oichlim. And the Rishash and the Dayik that Bukhara arguing everything in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has three cases: Al Shazayis, Karen Shapara, and Yad of Eved. Zokrei Zaglili, Yad of Eved is no good, and a Karen Shapara is no good. Why? Because the Dovish Yes by Ruachayim. V'leil oichlim, he says, is going in Al Shazayis. Aye, it's not a oichel. We saw Rashi yesterday by Chazal's Terufa, it's a Meichel Behema. And Meichel Behema also is called oichlim, Legabi, this problem. So what's the problem? My time with Yerushalayim Glili. Tanya learned in the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, the cost of law sefer creases when also the yard of a shulchan beisa. Sefer ainli ala sefer. When I only rabbi is called davar, you only know sefer. Ainli ala sefer. Sefer according to Yerushalayim Glili means a klaf. So you only see you can write a get on a klaf. Ainli ala sefer. When I only rabbi is called davar. Ainli ala write any type of item, not that for klaf. Tamaloymar the cost of law mikol makoyim that. Because it's marba, they could write it in any type of material. And came out time lama sefer. So why does it say sefer, which means klaf according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Mas sefer dov she'im by ruachayim. So sefer is not something that's alive. Ain't oichel, and it does not eat. It's not food, and it's not food. Afkal dov she'im by ruachayim. Ain't oichel. It has to be something that's not alive, and it's not food. So that's pshat of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbanon argues with Yosi Aglili. Says sefer never meant klaf. If it's a kosav bis sefer, could the amr, then would be right that it means a klav. Hashtag sif sefer, l'svira svarim v'dasa. What it means in the pasuk is, v'kosav sefer krisis means, write the sviras divrei krisis, the story of the krisis. You're just writing the story of separation. That's what sefer means. It means sviras dvarim, saying over words, hudasa. It doesn't mean by sefer, it doesn't mean klaf. If it said by sefer, it means klaf. Here it means sefer, it means sviras dvarim. V'rabbana hai v'kosav my overlay. Bishlam afir basically leave a kosav as being marbe. It's a ribui because it says sefer klaf. A kosav is anything. Afir abonah never meant klaf. So what's a kosav? Meboyle teach us b'ksiva mitzgareshes v'im mitzgareshes b'kesav. Teach us that dafka you can have gerushin with a get, but not with money. How would money work? Rashi says im amala hilich pruta v'sgarshli. There'll be a havamina that if you told the isha here is money and become megureshes. So the havamina works. What will be the havamina? Sakadak hamina akesh yitzila havaya is a hekesh of going out to going in. Ma havaya is like kedushin. The shayech bekesef afitzia maybe gerushin shoros minami bekesef because there's a hekesh kamash malon. No kamash malon from this pasuk of v'kosav dafka b'ksiva megureshes ve'ena megureshes bekesef. So that's what Rabban does with Sefer means Sefiris Varam Ba'alma. And the Kosav teaching us that Dafka B'Ksivas Gereshah is not B'Ksivas Gereshah. The Idach, what does basically Glila do? He uses the Kosav to be married by other materials. The Idach, Nafkala, Mesefer Krisus. Sefer Korisav, Ein Davacha Karsa. Dafka Sefer makes this, severs the ties, but not anything else. The Idach, Mabayale, Dova Karis Beinele Beinah. What does Rabban do to Rekrisis? That teaches us that you have to give a get where you're separating completely. You're going to tie it into a braisa. If you give a get to a isha, but you make a tanai that you can't drink wine for the rest of her life, or you can't go to your father's house forever. It's not a krisus. Why? Because it turns out she is always tied to him. She has this thing she can't do because of him. That's not called severing the ties. If you say atzloishim yoyim, you can't go to your house 30 days, or you can't drink wine 30 days after the get, there is a krisus because lemaisa they're being severed. And in 30 days they'll be over, so there is a complete krisus right now. So
in 30 days.
That's called a krisus right now. So akaponim, even if you have it tonight, it makes no difference. There's a full krisus. You can't do something 30 days. It's full krisus. That's the gemara's bechash does. So akaponim, let's just get the chesmin. So here he learned that I've saved a krisus. There are bones that I've saved a krisus that. Learn that you carry this bein elamina. But basically, this says sefer krisis is that no, you know, nothing else is used as a get. So how does Rabbi Yisraeli know the din of that you have to sever the ties completely? It can't be any tanai. Veidach v'karis krisis loshen karis krisis. It's a rab marba karis krisis. And veidach karis krisis loydarshi. You don't darshen karis krisis. Zok to mishdavait. Ain koisva mechubal karka. Moshe's question we'll see right now. Ain koisva mechubal karka. You cannot write a get on mechubal karka. You can't write it. Now, why can't you write it? Zog Rashi, because the cost of a nosach and mechusak tzitzit. You have to cut it off and give it to her, and it's mechusak a step. You can't do that. You're going to ask me, big deal, give the whole field to her. You can write it mechubal. You like write it on a Karen Shapara and an Eved, give the whole thing, give the whole field. That's the kasha. And for the Rajba, two truths. The Rajba says that since it says Alosh is sefer in the Torah, Ma sefer miyuchid, that it's talosh, everything has to be talosh. A get has to be talosh. Eved or a paro is called talosh. The thing is, a talosh moves. Or he says, since v'nosan has to be dova nitim yad yad, karka cannot be nitim yad yad. So basically, the Rajba is saying like this, it can't be mechubal karka when it's a get. It has to be off the ground. Big deal, cut it off and give it. Parrot is, no, that's mechusak tzitza. That's mechusak tzitza. In kosev mechub lekarka, you can't write a get mechub lekarka. Kosvu, it's puzzle. So kosvu mechubar, if you wrote the get mechubar, tolshu, you detached it. The kosvu, when you signed the Oslo, it's kosher. I would just say, you did not write mechubar. So tomorrow we'll ask the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, paisel, actually, kesivasa vechesimasa betalosh. It's not enough the chesima to be betalosh. The whole thing has to be written in betalosh. It's taka puzzle. Another halach. Arudim seira imer. Ain kaisvin. You don't write a get loyal on your makuk. You don't write it on a paper that was already erased once, because here I can erase it again. You won't realize it was erased. The loyal diftera, and not on a piece of parchment called diftera. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Peisu yochel is daif, because it could be forged. The chacham machshir. Chacham hold it is kosher, even though it could be forged. And we'll see in the Gemara what's pshat in the chacham. So here we have our Mishnah. In Koisim Mechub LeKarka, you cannot write together Mechub LeKarka. Why? Like Rashi said, because Mechusa Ktsitsa. Then it says, if I wrote the get on Mechub LeKarka, and I took it off before the signing, it's Kasher. So it's a parallel. What's going on? Kasher Mechub Va'amrit Reisha in Koisvin. It said the Reisha you can't write. Then it says after Koisim Mechub, it's Kasher. Amr Avuda Meshmua Vushashayir Mokum HaTayrif. You left, you didn't write the Mokum HaTayrif, which means the Shem Isha, the Shem Ish, the Zman, and the place where they live. So you left it out. So what's the problem? Because Rabbi Eliyah Loza here. We're going to Rabbi Loza. The Amar Edim Mesir Karati. Rabbi Loza holds Edim Mesir Karati, and therefore the Kosav law, which means it can't be Mechusa Ksitsa, is going on the Ksivas Haget. So therefore you have to leave out the Tirith. Because the Ksivas Haget has to be betalosh, cannot be Mechubar. We're going to Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds the Ksivas Haget is the main thing. There's no Chasimas Haget. Chasimas Haget is only just if you can't find Edim Mesira. But the Ikka thing is the Ksivas Haget with the Edim Mesira, and therefore you have to write the get not on talosh. So that's why you have to leave out the Makom HaTayrif. V'hachi ka'amar. Ein koisvin taifis. You don't write the tuffle parts of the star, b'mechubah. Why? That's the Bereshit Mishnah says. Shem yichtav tayrif. May you write the tayrif. But kosvu the taifis, v'talshu, and you took it off, v'kosvu the tayrif, v'noshla, he gave it to his kosher. But the evidence kosher, because the ma'aseh, I didn't write the tayrif b'shas mechubah. But the chatchil, you shouldn't do that. V'Rish Lakish amar, chosmu sheninu. Rish Lakish says that it says in the Mishnah chosmu. Don't say left in the Torah. It says chosmu mechubah, tolshu chosmu. So I don't like kipshat. So Rish Lakish says chosmu sheninu. Aye, if the whole ksiva is mechubah, why is it kosher? V'Rameyi yidom eidin chesim mekarati. Rameyi, when it says in the Torah v'kosav v'nosan, v'kosav is referring to the chesima. That has to be betolish. Dafka the chasima has to be betolish. And therefore, here, that you took it off and you signed it betolish, it's kosher. You can't write the whole shtar b'mechubur. Aye, you've been betolish it. Gzeiro Hashem yachsoim. Maybe you'll sign it even when it's attached. But if you did it b'dievet, kosher tayrif. You wrote it while it's mechubur. Even the tayrif. Tolshu, you detached it. Chosher, you signed it. And also, you gave it to her. It's kosher. It's kosher. Why? Because a de chasima karati. And the ikka thing is the chasima. So what we're saying here, klar, is that our Mishnah says, kosher mechubar is possible. But if you did it with the avetz kosher, what does it mean with the avetz kosher? So according to our mayor, the ksiva is fine. It can be mechubar. The chasima has to be betalish. And that's pshat our Mishnah. And really, you shouldn't do a chathilu, because you might do a chasima. Mashiach, the first pshat is going in for Rav Elazar. And we're talking about you left the makam atayrif. So you're not even allowed to write. You're not allowed to write the star b'chla. You're not allowed to get it all from mechubar because it's missing katzitza. So you have to mean it means you left out the tayrif and that you wrote betolish. And that's pshat our Mishnah where it's kosher. You left out the tayrif. Like upon him, just what the bottom line is that you don't write a get b'mechubar. Why not? You can't give the whole karaka because it's not nosam yad yad. And I need to cut it off. There's a problem of the kosav v'nosan that's mechusar katzitza. And Metz Hashem tomorrow will continue the sugya vayta mechusak tzitzah, and we'll speak out some of this Tosfos Metz Hashem that talks about exactly the details of mechusak tzitzah.